Hello, and welcome back to this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and today in the studio we have Dr. Book, who received the Vernon Gant Award for Distinguished Community Service. Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Absolutely. Well, my name is Dr. Abram Book, and I am an assistant professor in the Department of Communication Studies and Modern Languages, and I've been here at SEMO since August of 2021, so it'll be 5 years this coming August.
Well, welcome into the studio.
Thank you. Very
glad to have you today. And it's from my research, you have gotten an award. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. I received the Vernon Gant Award from the Kentucky Communication Association. It's named after a late professor of emeritus in communication named Dr. Vernon Gant, who was at Murray State University for a number of years. And I received the award, I think, just because, primarily because of my willingness to jump in and serve. It's not necessarily something that I expected to get, but I was very flattered and honored that I did receive the award.
Mm-hmm.
I became involved with the Kentucky Communication Association, KCA, actually after I published an article in their journal. I had written a paper, I submitted it to the Kentucky Journal of Communication and got to know the editor that way. And she said, well, we're just right next door to Missouri. You should pop over and come to our conference in the fall. And I said, sure, why not? So I went, and it was an enjoyable time. It's a great group of scholars, and they needed a representative to serve on their council. And I said, well, I'm not from Kentucky, but I'll volunteer. And mm-hmm. I jumped in and served. And then actually a year later at the conference in 2023, I actually took over for the editor of their journal. And it was a lot of work and has been a commitment, but I'm proud to do it.
Awesome. That is just a wonderful testament. I would love to know about how kind of these experiences leading up to this award have kind of shaped your perspective.
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes with me, it's almost a personality flaw in the sense that I have trouble saying no sometimes. And this maybe was one of the started off as one of those me not saying no situations, but it's really been a blessing. I have worked with, like I said, some excellent scholars, and just the process of editing a journal and putting it together, I had no idea what was involved with any of that until I became associated with KCA. And having taken over as editor of the journal, it has really oriented me to all of the things that are necessary to make that work. Finding reviewers to review articles, for mm-hmm. example, sending out articles to the right reviewers, making editorial decisions based on manuscripts that come in. It has really opened my eyes to the amount of work that is.
Right. And a lot of people fall into the,
exactly.
Oh, it's just writing. And it's
exactly.
So much more.
Right. One of the things that I did was reached out to individuals to expand our editorial board. And, you know, trying to just reach out to the right people, knowing what you need, knowing mm-hmm. the kind of expertise that you need on the editorial board, and being able to do that was really a learning experience for me and one I'm grateful I had.
Right. And that comes right back around that outreach of finding different people mm-hmm. to serve different needs, right back to your service of the community.
Absolutely.
And creating community here.
Absolutely. One of the things that I did was I reached out to several individuals who had been in my doctoral cohort because I knew that there was a good level of experience there in different areas of communication study.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, these individuals would give our editorial board sort of a robust areas of expertise. And wonderfully, they were willing to do it. And so I was able to get that added expertise in.
We are running a bit short on time. So I wanted to open the floor. Is there anything you'd just like to mention to our listeners?
Yes. I'd like to encourage anyone listening who is either an undergraduate student or a graduate student, if you have a paper or a project that you've put together that you're not really sure what to do with, I would encourage you to submit it to a conference. Go and present your work. It's a great way to get your name out there. It's a great way to network and to build those relationships beyond just you and beyond your community and beyond your circle. And it's also a great way to build confidence in yourself. Going and presenting and having your work critiqued is a wonderful process of self-exploration. And so mm-hmm. I would encourage you to do that. The state level is a great place to start because it's usually a smaller venue and it's tailored usually more towards students. So I would encourage you, if you're listening and you're wondering, oh, I have this paper I did in this class or that class, reach out, present it, and I don't think you'll regret it.
Thank you. Those are some very wise words. Thank you again for coming in. Yeah. And
thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and as always, I will see you next time.